Today we're going to be having a look at a story about a potter, someone who makes pots out of clay, and he was becoming more and more frustrated, angry, losing control, even reached the point where he now wanted to blaspheme against Padre Pio. So was this going to be allowed to happen on Padre Pio's watch? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this channel where we, through a series of short stories, we look at the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about his life and to see what his intercession could do for you. We encourage everyone to be part of this apostolate. And it would be tremendous if you can help us by liking the video and sharing these videos with your friends and your colleagues. Just a reminder that we have a Mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. Just watch the video on the end screen, how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. Now there is an old proverb that tells us it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. And in this case, curses had been plentiful from this particular potter who came from Torre da Gaggiore, because he could not get his furnace started. He could not get it alight. And this was due to this wind, the Sirocco, which is a hot, dusty wind that blows in from North Africa across the whole of Southern Europe. This wind had been blowing for a time and he could not get his furnace started. He could not do any business. And so he was becoming more and more frustrated, hopping mad, we could say, because every day he was losing money. And his livelihood, everything depended on him being able to fire up this furnace, this clay oven. By this stage, all sorts of expletives and cursives were now coming out of his mouth. And none of which helped, of course, but he just upped the antics and he moved on to blasphemies now. He was even thinking of using Padre Pio's name in his list of blasphemies. And so now what would you expect to happen at this stage? Well, a friar suddenly appeared from nowhere. He approached from behind the potter, saying to him, "Peace be with you." But to the potter, this was now no time for peace. It was the last thing on his mind. And so he assured the friar that there would be no peace as long as this wind kept up. Again the friar said, "Peace be with you." And then the friar sat down nearby and he turned to the potter and asked him for some fire. At this, you can imagine the potter now exploded with rage. And so the priest turned to him and said, "Very well, then I will light it myself." And this met with the comment, "Perhaps you think you are like Padre Pio, who works miracles for simpletons." To which the priest replied, "I am Padre Pio." And at this, the fire lit itself. And the potter swung around just in time to see Padre Pio vanishing. And he heard the words from Padre Pio, "Do not be afraid, Michael, and do stop swearing." And at that, he had simply vanished, disappeared. So perhaps this was all just a hallucination, something in his mind. But there was the fire which was alight to prove it. And we can only imagine the impression that this must have made on the potter. So this brings us to the question, why are we so often subject to these frustrating trials? Is there a purpose in all of these things beyond just trying to annoy us and make us furious? Well, it seems that Padre Pio did have a message for Michael, that he was to be at peace and to stop swearing. But it also certainly reminds us of the story of Job in Scripture from the Bible. And the story goes like this. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man, his life was blameless and upright. He feared God and he shunned evil. He was wealthy. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, etc., etc. A very wealthy man. And then Satan arrived and started bargaining with God, wanting to test Job. But Job was like the apple of God's eye. And he said, "There's no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and who shuns evil." And so in this bargaining, it was agreed that Satan would be allowed to put Job to the test. And the result? Job lost everything, all his wealth. But his reaction always remained, "The Lord gives and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And so the test got progressively worse, until it reached a point where Job even said, "I have become the laughing stock of my friends." But still, Job would not speak against God. And eventually, Job had proved himself. He had survived this extreme ordeal. The test ceased, and Job was restored. All of his wealth was restored. So could this somehow be something like the trial that the potter was going through? Please do join us next time. We'll be having a look at a story on the actor, famous actor, Beniamino Gigli, who now was in trouble with Padre Pio. So what had happened to put him in trouble with Padre Pio? Please do join us for that talk.